Welcome back to Daf and Deb, Shabbos Daf Beis. Masechtes Shabbos begins, Yitzios HaShabbos, Shtayim Shehin Arba. We're discussing the Melacha of Haitzah. Although the Melachas are really discussed much later on in the Masechta and Perek Klal Gadol, and Haitzah is actually the last of all the Melachas, Tosfos points out in the Ibrahim Maskel Yitzias that the reason why the Tana started with Haitzah is because Chavivalei Lakdume. Haitzah, it was Chaviv for the Tana to begin with this malacha, because we learn many different halachas from Haitzah. Haitzah, Hachnasa, Ani, Ashir, Akira, Hanacha, Shnaim Shasa'ua, Yadish al Adam Chashuva, Kadalid al Dalid, Yadish al Adam Ein Eloik Yerushos Hayach, Eloik Yerushos Harabim. There are so many different intricacies and technical parts of the malacha that we have to learn about, and so many different dinim. There's a chavivas to start something that has many different points that have to be discussed. And as we'll see, the next 6, 7, 8 dafim all discuss the malacha of Haitzah. It's important to point out, Taisa Dibra Hamaskel Pashat, and the Rishonim all say that Haitzah is a malacha gerua, literally meaning that it's a weaker malacha. It's less on the scale, so to speak, than the other malachas. And Taisa says, the Svara, Mali Moitzi Mirshus Hayachle Rishus Harabim, Mali Moitzi Mirshus Hayachle Rishus Hayachid. The reason why Haitzah is a malacha gerua is because if you take a look at the malacha, is there any difference? Do we see any difference between carrying from one corner of your house to the other corner of your house? When you do that, you're not over the malacha. However, once you step outside, you step out your front door and walk into the Rishus Harabim, that's when you committed the Avera and you're over the malacha of Haitzah. And Tosfos says, that's the reason why the Mishnah, the Tana, had to discuss cases of Ani and cases of Balabayas. Since Haitzah is a Malacha Gerua, there may be a tzad to think that only one of those cases is the Malacha. Perhaps maybe only when an Ani is mighty from the Rishus Hayachid of the Balabayas to the Rishus Harabim. Or perhaps maybe only when the Balabayas is bringing from the Rishus Harabim into his Rishus Hayachid. Only then do you have the Malacha of Haitzah. Therefore, the Tana had to speak out both cases. Now, if you think into the Svara that Tosfos says, Tosfos seems to indicate that the Yisod of the Malacha is crossing from one Rishus to the other Rishus, bringing something from one place to the other. And that's what Tosfos seems to say, that the reason why it's a Malacha Gerua is because the action that you're doing is carrying from one Rishus to the other Rishus. And that is no different, so to speak, than carrying something in your Rishus itself, from one corner of your house to the other corner of your house. However, if you look in other Rishonim, they say the reason why it's a Malacha Gerua is because if you were to carry a heavy, heavy package from one corner of your house to the other corner of your house, that wouldn't be a Malacha. However, if you carry a Gregris, something very, very small, from one Rishus to the other Rishus, that's a Malacha. So Rav Moshe Feinstein, Adibris Moshe, points out that there seems to be a chilek, fundamental chilek, in the way they understand the malacha. That means the Rishonim who say that the difference, or the understanding why it's a malacha gerua, is because instead of carrying something heavy, a masa kaved, from one place to the next, which is not a malacha, if all you have to do is carry even a gregris, the smallest item, carry it from one rishus to the other rishus, and that's a malacha, that's why it's a malacha gerua. That seems to indicate that the yisod of the malacha is the carrying. And now you have to carry from one rishus to the other rishus. That is the tanoi ha-malacha. However, Tosfos seems to understand that the yisod of the malacha is bringing it from one rishus to the other rishus. And the reason why he says it's a malacha gerua is because there's no real difference between carrying something in your rishus and bringing it from one rishus to the other rishus. The focus is not what you're carrying. The focus is the actual carrying. Now the Or Zeruah says a third understanding of what the concept of the Malacha of Haitzah is, and that's the reason why Haitzah is a Malacha Gerua, is because you're not making any shinui in the Chefetz. All the other Malachis, whether it's Zoreya, Chayrish, Kaitzer, Ma'amr, Dash, and the whole list on the Fayin Gimel Amar Aleph, they're all changing the actual Chefetz. Now Tzar is a discussion. How is tzar when you capture an animal? Is that changing the actual chefetz? Either way, the reason why haitzah is a malacha gerua is because there's no change in the shinui chefetz. And the achrayim speak out that there are differences between the malacha of haitzah and other malachas. Just one such nafkamina, the primogodim, and the psicha to hilcha Shabbos, It's actually also brought in the Mechas Chinuch and Mitzvah Lamed Beis. They discussed the Gemara later on Daf Pei. Somebody was Moitzi, carried out half a Gregris, and then it got burnt. And then he carried out another Chatzi Gregris. And the halacha is that he's Pater. The Achronim discussed, is that only by Hetzah, but by other Malachis, for example, like Bishol. Let's say he cooked a half a Gregris and he ate it. Then afterwards, he cooked another Chatzi Gregris. That perhaps there is going to be chayiv. Because maybe only Hetzah, which is a Malacha Geruah, do I have to have the whole Malachis Kayan at once after I complete the Malacha. And I saw in the Sefer Mishnah Shabbos, he wants to explain the difference. That the Yisoid of Hetzah is the Maisa itself. Whether we're understanding it that it's changing the Rishuyas, whether we're understanding that it's the carrying and changing of the Rishuyas is just the Din HaTorah. The point is that it's the Malacha itself. It's the carrying itself that's the Malacha. Masha'en came by Bishol, for example. There, the Hetzah of having a Gregris cooked is the Yisoid of the Malacha. So perhaps only by Hoytzah, where the Maisa is the Malacha itself, there I have to have that the Maisa is there, Bevasachas. Masha'en Kain, by Bishol, for example, where the Hoytzah is the Yisoid of the Malacha, so as long as I have, at the end of the day, now you have to know exactly the amount of time in between the two actions to combine them, but if at the end of the day I had a full Gregris cooked, and that's what I got for myself to eat, then perhaps over there you're going to be chayiv. Just a difference between Hetzah, which is a malacha geruah, and other malachas. Have a wonderful day.